by Marty Lurie, KBR 680. Mark Grace. Chris Bryant comes up to the big leagues, and they put a bullseye on him. They gave him your number.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Good for him. I'm watched him play for the first time today. Obviously, it was a big deal. You know, he's obviously a terrific player. And, hey, wear the number proudly, young man.
How did you get 17?
I was number 18 in the minor leagues, and when I got to the big leagues, 18 was taken. So 17 was the closest thing to 18. A lot of people think I did idolize Keith Hernandez when I was young. So a lot of people thought it was that, but really that wasn't it. Keith will probably tell you, yeah, it's because he idolized me. But no, I was 18 all the way through the minor leagues, and it just wasn't available. And once you get to the big leagues, you know, man, just give me, I'll wear 150 if it'll keep me here.
Mark Grace with us. What advice do you give a Chris Bryant? And you've seen some of the great players come up over the years. What do you say to a kid like that? Because everybody today, look, you got Twitter, you got this and that. Everybody is thinking about him.
That's exactly right. It was a lot easier to come up with high accolades like I did back in 1988. The high-tech world we live in now, you know, there is no such thing for you know, a guy like him to fly under the radar. It's not going to happen. So I hope he can stay, stay true to himself. He's going to get a lot of advice. Trust me, he's going to get a lot of advice from his coaches. He's going to get a lot of advice from the fans, from his family, his mom, his dad, his brothers, sisters. What he's going to have to do is find somebody he trusts and listen to them. And try to let all the other things go in one ear and out the other. That's my best advice for him. My advice for him is don't take too much advice.
Yeah, no, exactly. How did you start off? I mean, look, the kid strikes out a few times his first game. It's a long season, and he's obviously got a lot of talent. How did you start off?
My first game, I went 2-for-5 in San Diego. Got my first hit off of Jimmy Jones down in San Diego. Ended up doing okay. My rookie year, I hit .296. So yeah, I did all right. I wasn't the kind of hitter Chris Bryant is. You know, Chris is going to hit a lot of home runs. He's going to strike out a lot. That's who he is. That's what you're going to get. You know, so games like today with Chris, where he was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, those are going to happen. They're going to happen more than once with him. But when he puts the barrel of the ball on the bat you know, magic things happen. And I wish him nothing but the best.
Will Clark is in the park this weekend. You and Will Clark, come on, the two of you. You ought to take some BP.
I'd love to. I'll tell Will I'm ready for him anytime. I got to get revenge for 89.
All right, the game today, and you're a hitting coach here with the Diamondbacks, Mark Grace with us. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of home runs, all the shifts. Imagine this, if you played against a shift like this, would you go the other way?
Well, that's what I did anyway. I was a guy. You know, most of my success was because I was a line to line guy. I wasn't a dead pole hitter or a dead opposite guy. I was able to spray it around. So I doubt they would probably shift me very much. But you know, it is interesting to watch. The professors have taken over baseball. If you know what I mean. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And yeah. You know, I'm still a believer in whatever the scouting reports say. Let's stay with those.
You know, it's amazing to me. I'll let you go. I love talking ball with you. You know that. But you know, you get a team that's down a run or two, and they get the first guy on. There's nobody out, and the left-handed hitter comes up. They go into the shift. Why don't you lay down and but get on base? You got to get runs.
I was going to say, in those situations, you need base runners. Yeah. You need base runners, especially guys. Your run is important in that situation. Go ahead and get on, and what it is, it's trusting your teammate to get his job done. If you go ahead and drop your bunt and get on base, you've done your job. Now that's part of being a team. That's part of being a lineup. Now trust the guy behind you to do his job, and you're going to win the ball game.
And it looks like a line drive in the box score.
Doggone right.
Gracie, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, good to see you. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.